The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you on the Week of Unity. That is a special week for all Muslims all around the globe. This week is entitled the Week of Unity by the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today, Wednesday, the 15th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by listening to recitation of chapter and fall, verse 46.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين.
And obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not dispute and thus lose courage, and then your strength would depart. And be patient. Indeed, Allah is with the patient.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah introduces the Prophet as the axis of practical unity for Muslims. This axis includes all deeds and words of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, who, as the history of Islam testifies, prevented discord and created unity among Muslims in order to strengthen the political and social basis of the Ummah. The Prophet, after migrating to Medina from Mecca, entered into treaties and social contracts, which are among the most evident ways of fostering unity. By creating brotherhood among Muslims, the Holy Prophet turned the enmity of the days of paganism into blessings and mercy.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
As I told you, the topic of this episode is importance of unity in the world of Islam. We continue with that. Someone may ask why it is so important to unite. The answer is very simple. Together we are strong. As one ummah, we are a powerful forces. This is certainly what the enemies of Islam dread most. With unity, mutual cooperation will materialize. With unity, love and affection will prevail in the society. With unity, the Muslim Ummah will have a say in the world affairs. And most importantly, Muslims will cease to be an easy prey for their enemies, as is the case nowadays. Unity was the divine force behind the mechanism of forming the first Islamic state in Medina. It helped the early Muslims gain victory in all their battles against disbelievers, hence putting an end to injustice and aggression. So what more do the present Muslims need to wake up from their sleep? They need to rise up to the present challenges facing them.
Sheikh Rouhani.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In this episode, actually, we are going to talk about the role of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the 14 infallibles, I mean the A'imma Alayhimu Salatu Wassalam, in establishing wahda and unity among Muslim Ummah. So, the greatest steps that put forward by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, A'imma, the infallibles, the 14 infallibles, and also Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha, they tried their best to preserve and to keep this unity among Muslim Ummah. For example, when the caliphs, because according to the Shia beliefs, to the Shia doctrines and principles, it was Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam who was appointed as caliph as the true successor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the Prophet in Ghadir Khum, in the last Hajj of the Prophet, when the Prophet performed his last Hajj, when he was in the way of Mecca to Medina. So there was a certain place called Ghadir Khum, as you know. In that place, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed Amir al-Mu'mineen as the caliph, as the successor of himself. And also in many occasions, other occasions, he also introduced Imam Ali alayhi wasallam, and he also introduced the other imams according to the different narrations from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by different companions and the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi. But the problem is that unfortunately, after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many other things happened in the history of Islam that we are not going to talk about them. But what matters most here is the role of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Amir al-Mu'mineen tried his best to preserve this unity among Muslims. And this unity actually empowered Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam by his own, let's say, character actually. He strengthened the unity among Muslim Ummah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
You are with us with IRIB English Radio and this program today's special. Under the title of Unity, we look at culture and sectarian division. Another aspect of unity arises amongst our political leaders. Muslim nations should have a shura council that legislates laws according to Islamic teachings. We are a far cry away from this in today's current situation. We see dictatorships everywhere, leaving Muslims oppressed and divided. Shura helps us implement Islamic laws into society, giving us guidelines based on the Quran and Hadith. Although there are various opinions on matters, they reach a collective consensus after deliberating what the strongest arguments are. And after they agree on a decision that is based on the Quran and Hadith, it is passed on to the people. Sadly, this doesn't happen as it should, because dictators overruled and don't allow the people to be ruled by Sharia or Islamic laws. Most Muslim nations only implement some laws while neglecting others. If Muslims are divided amongst themselves within a nation and between other Muslim nations, how can we ever expect to achieve unity? Dear Muslim brother and sister, Shia or Sunni, avoid taking a strong position on smaller points. Yes, this is from the things any Muslim can personally do to help foster Islamic unity. There is what's called a fiqh of priorities. And this essentially means that there are some aspects of Islam that are more important than others. For instance, it's more important to emphasize that Muslims establish prayer than whether or not there should be a curtain between men and women in mosques. Knowing what our priorities are will help us avoid making secondary issues of the faith factors of division in our communities. Muslim leaders especially must not only understand this, but implement it in their communities. so that small differences do not kill Muslim unity.
Heartfelt congratulations for the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the week of unity. Unity of Ummah and Islam are two sides of the same coin. Unity of Ummah and Tawheed are two sides of the same coin. The late Kashiful Ghita said, بني الإسلام على كلمتين كلمة التوحيد وتوحيد الكلمة. Islam is built on two words, word of unity and unity of word. Unity of God and unity in God. If we don't have unity, we would lose Islam. Either all together, or maybe the name remains, but there is no esprit of Islam. A society in which Muslims hate each other, accuse each other, na'uzu billah, kill each other, excommunicate each other. This is not Islamic, even if they call themselves Islamic. True Islam can be verified by seeing love, brotherhood, respect. And even if there are Muslims from any sect, any group, who don't open up, who don't show love, respect to other Muslims, this would not give others excuse to do the same. We should, like members of the family, that when we have troublemakers in the family who would want to divide the family, we should be extra patient so that the family remains together. And inshallah, maybe these people also would wake up.
That was all for today's episode of today's special about unity. Inshallah, we follow this interesting topic. So, till then, till another time we meet each other, we leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta al-Nabi al-Amin, wa Sayyid al-Mursaleen. رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين
Food for thought.
Salam everybody, and on the threshold of the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, we present you an interesting say from the Messenger of Mercy regarding respect towards parents. Every righteous child who casts a look of mercy and affection upon his parents shall be granted, for every look of his, rewards equivalent to that of an accepted Hajj.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious week, which is the week of unity between Muslims and the various sects of Islam. This is a week which falls between two traditions which have been reported, 2 days in which it has been reported. Those days are the birthdays of the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one according to the Sunni tradition, which we believe is a weaker tradition, and the other the tradition of the Shias. The existence of the Prophet, his person, is something which we believe can unite all of the Muslims together, just like the Quran, the book of the Prophet, which was revealed to him, is also something which we can all gather around and unite on and agree upon. And today, unity is something very important, because as we see tangibly today, some people are encouraging Muslims to fight with one another, war with one another, curse one another, right? And, and this is something which is, they do for ulterior and personal motives, right? You know, disunity and conflict amongst Muslims is something that the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Muslims, right? It's something that is to their benefit, right? And they use it this strategy to, you know, to suppress Muslims and conquer them, right? So unity is something very important. There's many verses in the Holy Quran which allude to the importance of unity. For example, we have a verse in the Holy Quran which says, "The faithful are indeed brothers." Innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun. Therefore, make peace between your brothers and be wary of Allah, so that you may receive His mercy. Right? If we see Muslims, the Quran encourages us to make peace between Muslims. If we see two Muslims warring with one another, fighting with one another, quarreling with one another, and you know we see a disunity having come about between them, the Quran encourages us to make the effort to eliminate this, to rectify this. For example, in another verse of the Quran, we read, "There is no good in much of their secret talk, excepting him who enjoys charity and what is right, or reconciliation between people." In this regard, we have a beautiful hadith regarding the importance of unity and joining people together. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Shall I inform you of something that holds a higher status than fasting, praying, and giving charity?" Prophet said, "What is that?" Prophet said, "Making peace between people. For verily, sowing dissension between people is indeed calamitous." It's very bad, it's very evil. Right? So, the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet is to unite people and to, if we see disunity coming amongst them, to eliminate this. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of unity in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, respected listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we are again with some of our students from Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Rohullah and Fawad Haider and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. And I'm going to say hello to them, inshallah. Then we will be here with you with our next session. So, hello, Hussein Rohullah. How are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine.
How are you? Alhamdulillah. I'm good. Hassan Nasrullah, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. So, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. So, today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll be working on one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah and we'll, inshallah, carry on. So, Fawad Haider, Hussein Rohullah, and Hassan, and all our respected brothers and sisters who are listening to us, inshallah, today we'll be working on ayah 30 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. Before we start, let's everyone listen to this ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa idh qala rabbuka lil malaikati inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Qalu ataj'alu fiha man yufsidu fiha wa yasfiku ad-dima'a wa nahnu nusabbihu bihamdika wa nuqaddisu lak. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون.
So, thank you. Now, Fawad, Hussein, Hassan, I will be reciting, inshallah, okay? You have to repeat after me. Deal? All right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة.
وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة.
قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء.
قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء
ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك.
ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك.
قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون.
قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. From now on, okay, this ayah is a bit different from the previous ayahs, okay? So the topic is gonna be a little bit changed. So, وَإِذْ قَالَ, in this ayah, Allah Almighty talks about the caliphate, okay? That he is going to appoint a caliph, okay? A successor on the earth, okay? Actually, if we say that Allah Almighty is gonna appoint a successor or a caliph on the earth, so does it mean like Allah needs something? Hussein?
No.
Allah Almighty does not need something, okay? Anything. Like, he has to ask somebody else to do something for him. No, okay? He does not need. So the world that he has created is the world of means. You know means? Like, things are going to be done, okay, by something else. So, for example, if you are, for example, you get sick, okay? And if you, for example, eat or drink a glass of milk, okay, a cup of milk with some honey. So that makes you feel better. That gives you shifa, that gives you cure. Does it mean that it was the honey that gave you shifa? No. It was Allah Almighty. But Allah Almighty has put the shifa, the cure, and that honey. That's by the mean of that honey, he cures you, okay? So it does not mean that he is kind of, for example, Allah Almighty is weak, so he can't do. Allah has power over everything. Okay? So if Allah Almighty sends us prophets, sends angels to the prophets, okay, to deliver the messages, it's because we are in need of Allah Almighty. He's blessing us, okay? And look, he is blessing everyone, okay? Like, he is going to, for example, buy me, okay? He's gonna use me, help a poor person, for example, okay? It's because of this, that poor person has to achieve something, and I have to as well achieve something. Look, he's blessing me. Okay, if I help that poor person, okay, I will get a level of perfection. I will get better position in the heavens. Yes. So look, he is doing it because
because of his mercy. If he could, for example, give you, like, give that poor person something, okay? But he's trying to use me by the mean of me, okay? He's going to help that person. What? For example, we can say, like, he is going to kill two birds with one shot.
Yes.
For example, like that, okay? So, caliphate, Allah Almighty is going to appoint a caliph on earth. So, this, what does caliph mean? Caliph means a successor. So, everyone cannot be a successor on earth. Okay? Khalifatullah. So, there are special people. Who are they? The prophets and?
The imams.
The infallibles.
Yes.
Alright? So, I want you, inshallah, to refer to this tafsir book for this ayah, okay? It has a long explanation. So, Allah Almighty is going to appoint on earth, not in the heaven. A lot of people say that we were in the heavens. We were taken out of the heavens, okay? No. We were supposed to come to the earth, not to the heavens. Finally, we'll go to the heavens, inshallah. So, إِنِّي جَعْلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفًا. When your Lord say to the angels, indeed, I'm going to set a viceroy on the earth, a caliph on the earth. They said, the angels said that, will you set in it someone who will cause corruption in it and shed blood? While we celebrate your praise. While we do the tasbih of you, okay? And proclaim your sanctity. And proclaim your sanctity, okay? It means we are, we glorify you, okay? And he said, Allah Almighty said that, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ وَلَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, I know what you do not know. So this is a long story of the Prophet Adam alayhi salam, the creation of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and the angels. Make sure you refer to the tafsir book for more explanation, okay?
قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يَبْكِي يَسْأَلُ خَالِقَهُ فَأَتَاهُ الْوَحْيُ فَأَشْرَقْ اقْرَأْ اقْرَأْ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ.
So, now let's go to the Tajweed rules of this ayah. So, ready, Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad?
Yes.
Okay, the first thing, وَإِذْ قَالَ.
Yes.
قَالَ. The pronunciation of the letter?
قَاف.
And?
زَال.
ذَال. So, yes. قَا has a heavy sound. وَإِذْ قَالَ. Not وَإِذْ قَالَ. No. وَإِذْ قَالَ. If you pronounce it with qala, it's kind of weird. It's not Arabic, is it?
No.
No. وَإِذْ قَالَ, this is how Arabs speak, yeah? رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ. مَلَائِكَ, alif, mad, and hamza, both are in the same word. So, maddul, wajibul, muttasil, wajibul, muttasil. So, we have to stretch it. So, can you stretch it for what? For six counts. وَإِذْ قَالَ.
وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ.
سبحان الله, أحسن, ما شاء الله, ما شاء الله. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ. جَاعِلٌ, تنوين, في, it's fa.
Yes.
What rule is applying?
إخفاء.
Alhamdulillah, you're now so good at doing it. Yes. A single question I ask you, you can now answer without any hesitation. So that's how it means you've alhamdulillah improved here in these classes. So, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. We say that if ta marbuta is there, okay? That khalifa, ha, two dots on the top, it's called ta marbuta, Hassan, all right? So, khalifatan. Whenever you see this letter, a word ending in this letter, so any harakat it has, doesn't matter, okay? It's tanwin fatha, not harakat. Tanwin dhamma, tanwin kasra, or any of those three vowel sounds. Fatha, kasra, dhamma. Whatever it has on the top, it will be changed to sukun, and the ta marbuta itself will be changed to
ha.
What about if it has sakin already? It is sakin.
It's sakin then.
Tashdeed, no matter.
Like for example, in Surah Al-Qari'ah, we have ma hiya. The ha has a sukun on the top, okay? It's not ta marbuta, but ha. If it has a sukun on the top, we are going to make it sakin. So if it is, if it has sakin, that's great then. We don't need to change it to sukun because it is sakin. Yes? So, how do you say? Khalifatan. How do you say, Hassan?
Khalifatan.
Okay, how do you stop when you stop? How do you say this? So how do you say when you stop?
Khalifa.
Ahsan. Khalifa. That's it. Great. Qalu. Qalu ataj'alu. Hamza. Here also we have walmad. Are they in the same word? Qalu. Wow. Ataj'alu. Are they in the same word?
No.
Ja'iz.
Ja'iz
munfasil. You can stretch this out.
Ja'iz munfasil.
Qalu ataj'alu. Or you do not stretch it. قالوا أتجعل فيها. Okay, أتجعل. Hussein, أتجعل. Jim is ساكين. What rule is applied?
جيم. أتجعل.
Yeah, what rule is applied? Jim is ساكين.
قلقلة.
قلقلة. قطب جد letters. Okay. Yes. أتجعل. فوان, how do you say this?
أتجعل.
أحسن. أتجعل. Superb. أتجعل فيها مي يفسد مي فواد حسن حسين what rule is applied مي
إدغام
إدغام with غنى or without
with غنى
مي يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء مد الواجب
متصل
دماء ألف مد and حمزة both are in the same word. All right.
I have a question.
Yep.
Here in May Yufsidu, mm-hmm. we kind of hide noon too.
No, we do not hide noon. We don't merge it actually to yeah.
Like May.
May. Look, noon is no longer there. You have merged it to yeah and it became yeah. May. It means you change that noon to yeah to double. It becomes like two double yeah we have. May. Yufsidu fiha. So, وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءُ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. There is no other rule that salah is there, that it tells you that it's better to continue. Yes? Salam is better to continue. Qalam is better to stop. So it's better to continue. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. أَعْلَمُ. Try to say, do not say أَعْلَمُ. أَعْلَمُ. There is no other rule. So alhamdulillah, we finished this ayah. Hussein, Hassan and Fawad, do you have any question?
No, sir. No.
Okay, thank you. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for listening to us. Please make sure you practice and you also refer for more explanation of the tafsir section, okay, to the tafsir books, inshallah. Thank you so much. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International School, especially the students of Xavier International School and the teacher. Thank you. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with us. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فجر.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين ولأبكين عليك بكاء
Brothers and sisters, previously we have reached this part of the Kumail supplication in which Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, says, O Allah, I swear sincerely, if you leave me with speech, I will lament before you from the midst of the fire's inhabitants with the lamentation of the hopeful. أقسم صادقا لإن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين. I will cry to you with the cry of those who are crying for help. I will weep before you with the weeping of the bereft. لأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين ولأناديينك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين. I will call upon you. Where are you, O sponsor of the believers? Now, from the very beginning of this Kumail supplication, we have seen Imam Ali alayhi salam continuously, consistently showing persistence, showing determination to be shown the Almighty Allah's mercy and forgiveness. We have learned many etiquettes of supplication throughout these episodes we started discussing this radiant Kumail supplication. Now, one of the things that in supplication shows the profundity of one's confidence and hope in Allah is what we call in special terms ilhah, or literally translated as persistence. This persistence shows the depth of one's attachment to Him. The greater one's confidence in Allah is, the greater is his persistence in supplicating Him. And on the contrary, if the trust of a person in Allah is weak, then he would naturally desist from supplication. He would despair if he does not see the response to his prayer. But this is not the case with the Kumail supplication. We see Imam Ali alayhi salam continuously asking the Almighty Allah for forgiveness. He continues. He goes on again and again to ask the Almighty Allah. He swears to God by His beautiful names here and there to ask Him for His help. And the way persistence in praying to Allah reveals the depth of one's confidence in Allah, similarly, it deepens your trust in Allah. It somehow consolidates it. And moreover, the proximity of you as a supplicant to Allah is in accordance with the degree of your confidence in Allah and your attachment to Him. There has appeared a great emphasis in Islamic traditions about persistence in praying and the fact that one should not despair in any situation. We'll try to have a look at some after a short break.
Oh my Lord, I swear by your honor that if you will grant me speech in hell, I shall amongst its inmates cry out bewailingly unto you, like the cry of those who have faith in your kindness and compassion. And I shall mourn for you the lamentation of those who are bereaved,
and I shall keep on calling unto you. Where are you, O friend of the believer?
Thank you, Allah.
God led me here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. Knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So about that persistence, dear listeners, that we have seen and we are still reading in Kumail's application, there has appeared great emphasis in our traditions. For example, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, indeed Allah loves those who persist in making the supplication. Allah loves those mulihin. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says, prayer is the shield of the believer. A door which is frequently knocked at shall be opened for you. Imam alayhi salam has taught us that you should be persistent in your askings if you are truly asking from the Almighty Allah. And if you know who you have turned to, it is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that he says, supplication averts the divine destiny after it has been confirmed. Imam alayhi salam is talking about the changing of qadha. So supplicate frequently, Imam alayhi salam says, because it is the key of every mercy. It is the fulfillment of every need. And Imam alayhi salam says a very astonishing word, which is the secret to some of our challenges in our everyday lives. Imam says, and that which lies with Allah can only be attained through supplication. Imam continues, there is no door which is frequently knocked at, except that it will be opened soon for the one who knocks it. So that is why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, ask your need and persist in asking. Imam continues, because indeed Allah loves the persistence of the persistent among his believing servants. So even in the ranks of the believing servants, there are some higher ones just because these believers are persistent in supplicating to the Almighty Allah. And this is what we are exactly seeing in this part of the Kumail supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge, exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of prophethood and messengerhood. We are talking about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets and messengers, and there was a reason behind it. This is, if you look at it in a historical perspective, the coming of the messengers was after a certain phenomenon that took place amongst the human societies. One of those issues that we discussed about was the fact that the human beings turned away from the prescription that God had placed on them, and that was that they were supposed to be completely under God's authority, and they were supposed to follow His commandments at all times and be under His lordship. But unfortunately, mankind changed that, and they stayed away, or rather refused to abide by that prescription. There was one important reason that we talked about last time. This time, we're also going to talk about another reason why the messengers and prophets were sent, and the wisdom behind this. And that is that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions in one of the statements, he says, وَأَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ يَوْمَئِذٍ مِلَلٌ مُتَفَرِّقَةٌ وَأَهْوَاءٌ مُنْتَشِرَةٌ وَطَرَائِقُ مُتَشَتِّتَةٌ. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that one of the reasons was that there was a lot of there was a lot of disunity amongst the people, inshallah. We shall discuss about that in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.